copy of 1RPG Mobile.
1RPG and 0TR Mobile. Name here is Tom, and I remember your call.
Tom, it's Bob. On this beautiful morning, just making my way home from the YMCA. Well, they don't call it YMCA anymore, do they? It's just the Y. Back to you. How are you?
Well, I didn't know that. I remember going to the Y as a little kid and learning how to swim. And I went clear up to junior life saving, and that was about it. But it's a good place, and it's a good thing, and does a lot of good things for a lot of people. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I wish I could do aqua aerobics, but my feet, I can't stand to stand on the concrete just to get down to the pool. So it kind of limits me in that respect. Well, Bernice and I are headed down to, I'm going to drop her off at Aldi's. And I'm going to run over and pick up a prescription over at Wally World. But it is a gorgeous day.
It is. Yeah, I went to the yoga class this morning. Yesterday, went to Senior Fitness. Thursday, there's another yoga with a different instructor. On Tuesdays, it's more, vigorous. With this instructor, and on Thursdays it's more stretching regiment yoga, and I started doing it after a couple of friends of ours that were doing it urged me to try it, and I did. Always open to something if I feel I could do it, and it's done really good for me. I don't feel my sciatic pain as much as I did before. So everything in moderation, of course. If I feel something trying to communicate to me, don't go too far in that movement, and I hold off. But so far, so good. On my way back home. What am I going to do later? I don't know yet. I haven't gotten home, so. But I always can find something to do around the house. Back to you, Tom.
Sir Mobile, yes, us too. And Bernice is chomping at the bit to get out there and pull weeds. Something wrong with that girl. Kansas farm girl. I took her off the farm when she was 18 and I was 19. Headed to Vietnam. It's been a few years ago. I'm 77 now, Bob. But I think you're the gentleman that you moved up here from Atlanta, didn't you? Up in this area of South Carolina?
Me, I'm from Connecticut, New York. And I've been here with my wife now. I guess it's almost 2.5 years. So maybe that's someone else. Yeah, we get weeds. My wife pulls out some stuff on occasion, but on the lawn, I go there every once in a while with a selective, what do you call it, post-emergent spray. It's a slow killer of the weeds, the broadleaf weeds. It doesn't harm the Bermuda grass that I got. So I try to keep up with it. I know this year I got a lot less due to what I've done following a regiment of putting pre-emergent and then having a post-emergent if I need it. So I'm happy about that. Working on the lawn, you know, trying to fill in those brown spots here and there, a little at a time. I know one thing, weeds or grass, once I mow it, it all looks pristine at the same height. Back to you.
Sure, Bob, it does. I never used to pay much attention to it, but we moved down here 15 years ago from Kansas, and it looked like a desert out there, so our daughter and son-in-law both got laid off at the same time from General Electric years ago, and they bought a lawn care business, and they taught us how to do things, so it's kind of a hobby now. I used to use Roundup for lawns, and it did exactly like you said. It killed the weeds, but not the grass. And we have fescue. And then I found a spectracide that is quite a bit more cheap, shall we say, but it really does the same job. So that's what I use anymore. It takes 5 ounces per gallon. Oh, we got one of those three-wheel motorcycles beside us. I think those are so cool. No, Polaris. But, yeah, it works great. It it kills the dang dandelions and what's that other stuff, Mom? That, no, not crabgrass. That green leaf stuff. Anyways, it does away with the broadleaf weeds, I guess you would say. And I'm a real killer of the weeds. I like taking care of the lawn now. But it's nice that you can spray that and not worry about killing the grass.
Yeah, I guess scientists researched what'll be good for killing the weeds, but not harming the lawn. Yeah, let me see. What I bought was based on stuff I was watching on, and I looked at different things, and I figured I'd try this one. It seems to work. It's a slow one over time. It's called, I don't know who makes it, but it's called Image for Southern Lawns. And they make one Image for, I guess, if you go further north. But for our area, they have like a map to see, you know, what you should use for what areas. So I bought this one. It's a concentrate, and I mix 6 ounces per gallon. And I have a small 1 gallon sprayer, pump sprayer. And, walking around and just dousing the leaves of the individual unwanted growth. So I do that when I think I need to, you know, by looking out there. I think today I'm going to mow the grass. It's been a couple of days since I sprayed it. They say, like, spray them, then let it sit for a few days, then mow. You know, you can mow. By that time, it should have, penetrated into the leaves and, making its way down to the roots. W1RPG. Back to you, Tom.
Exactly like me, Bob, on that kind of thing. That's kind of a hobby with me. I go out there and just walk around the lawn with that 1 gallon sprayer and get the little suckers. Our neighbor on the east side, those two kids are as lazy as dirt, and they do nothing. And that was a very nice house when they moved in there. But they have a crop of dandelions that you could make all the dandelion wine in the world, I think. But at any rate, I just get disgusted with them being so lazy. They're young and healthy and lazy, yeah, like Bernice said. You just never see them outside. I'm going to let her out at the door here, and I'm going to go across the street. And, Bob, I better let you go. I'm getting into a little bit of traffic and that. But hope you have a great day. Nice talking to you this morning, and thanks for riding along. W1RPG in 0TR73.
Have a great day. Always a pleasure to chat with TR. W1RPG Mobile Clear.